Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. I want to thank you for joining us today on The Mortgage Mindset. My name is Hunter Boyd. I'm the Director of Sales for the Sierra Riana team. We are joined by Chris Brazell, Director of Operations. What's up, dude?
How are we all doing today?
Man, we're good. We're good. We are we're going to be talking about something that we have seen more and more of lately as we see prices increase and people are looking for other forms of housing, other forms of the first investment property, and that is, of course, condos. Mm-hmm. The good, the bad, and the ugly that condos can be. Typically with condos, you see a lower price point on these things, depending on where you are in the world. However, you always have to, you know, be conscious of the HOA dues and how that, you know, affects your monthly profits, profit and loss if it's an investment property, monthly just payment in general for a primary residence. But these things have gotten harder to finance.
Yes.
We have seen a lot happen since 2008, but even in the last couple of years in the news with condos, and that's really kind of made Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the mortgage gods that be, but also investors specifically, a little more skittish when it comes to these. So let's dive right in. Whenever you get a go under contract for a condo certification must be completed on the property, and it cannot be done by us until you are under contract. Chris, let's talk about condo certifications. What the heck are they, man? They suck.
Yeah, so they do. Yes. So, yeah, and the reason we can't get them before you're even under contract is because the information that's pertained within the condo certification changes all the time. So what we're looking for in there, well, what the investors, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac specifically are looking for in there is the condo certification is made up of multiple items. One of them is a condo questionnaire, and I'll kind of get into that in a minute. But also we have to get the insurance policy, the blanket insurance policy for the whole condo community. So the HOA does have to carry an insurance policy, because if you buy a condo, the homeowner's insurance that you're buying for that is what we call in the business walls in, meaning that it only covers what's inside the actual unit itself. Now, the HOA company is responsible for getting a general insurance policy for walls out, which includes the building, the roofs, the exterior, the sidewalks, things like that. Basically, all the land and everything surrounding the buildings that is owned by that condo community. So that's one of the aspects on us. We need to make sure that the HOA company is holding sufficient insurance. The other thing we need to look at is the budget. We need to make sure that the HOA is run properly, and meaning that the people that are in charge of the HOA, they, you know, have annual meetings and they set a budget in place for the following fiscal year. And so we want to look at that budget, make sure that they're spending their money wisely. And so that all that information is required once you're under contract, because part of the condo questionnaire does ask about investor concentration. It asks if anybody is behind in their HOA dues. Mm-hmm. They ask, you know, has there been any damage to the property or anything like that? And so you can't get it proactively, because something can change. If you don't buy for 30, 60 days, and within that time frame, let's say that people have stopped paying their dues in that time period, then that condo questionnaire is outdated. Let's say a tree falls on one of the buildings, you know, then that condo questionnaire is outdated. And it causes a problem. And so we have to get the most up-to-date condo questionnaire. So just for a time frame perspective, just so you're aware of how it works, you go under contract. We lock in your loan. We disclose your loan. Part of that disclosure package has the intent to proceed, which means that we're allowed to do business on your behalf as the buyer in that condo community, which allows us to go request the condo docs that we need. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we can't do it until you even sign the disclosures for us as a borrower. And so we take that intent to proceed, meaning that you are allowing us to do business on your behalf, purchasing a unit in that condo community, which allows us to request the condo documents from the HOA company. And so we do that. It's the very first thing. It's almost like ordering an appraisal. You know, we all know when you buy a single family home, the first thing we want to get done is get the appraisal ordered. Mm-hmm. Well, on a condo, it's ordering the appraisal and ordering the condo docs.
Yeah, it's almost like a mini underwriting on the community.
That's right.
Correct. Like, you know, the borrower goes through underwriting on the loan, but before we even go through that process, or maybe at the simultaneously, we want to get an underwriting done on the community itself.
That's right. Because condos are unique in the aspect that you're intertwined with everybody that owns a unit within that property.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you're just buying a single family home. Even if there's an HOA on that house, you still are your own entity. You have your own house sitting on its own land. Even in a townhouse, you're separated by a wall, but you know, you own that section of that building in a townhouse. On a condo, you're all intertwined with the HOA company. And so if somebody stops paying dues, it affects the whole community as a whole, because then the budget collapses and they don't have money to fix sidewalk cracks and things like that. And so it's just, in the mortgage world, it's an extra risk layer that has to be part of the equation when we're looking to finance a condo community.
Yep. So a couple years ago, we saw a condo actually like hit the news, man, collapse. Just boom. In Miami. Talk about like how that's affected loans today. Like, obviously, you know, when we do these condo certifications, they're going to be looking for when the last renovations were done on the property. You know, how well is the property maintained? Deferred maintenance is a big thing that we see on condo certifications, and a lot of times, if the verbiage deferred maintenance is on that certification, a lot of investors say hell no.
That's a big put the stop sign up, or we're coming to a screeching halt.
So talk about how that's affected and what you've seen personally in condo certifications from that.
You know, it was a horrific story. You know, not only, you know, what a condo community collapse, you know, unfortunately, people lost their lives. Other people lost their homes, lost their personal belongings. So it was a horrible accident and horrible situation all around. How it directly affected the mortgage world is that, you know, and I don't mean to sound crass or anything like that, but this is just the way that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac look at things. Every unit in there that was financed with a conventional lending, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lost that loan. Unfortunately, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are not in the business of losing money. So when they lose a loan, they have no, they can't recoup their loan, which is by the property that is the lien is on for that home, because the community was gone. And so so basically Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lost out. When they lose money, they're going to change things, how they do things. So what they did was they implemented new, it took a couple years, but they're fully in place right now, where they implemented new guidelines that said, if you want to use conventional financing to buy a condo, you're going to have to follow these rules. And so with that, the condo pack became a lot thicker, let's say, is a, you know, a lot more paperwork involved in that.
Yep.
And also, they, in order for the condo communities to allow for conventional financing, they need to have a structural engineer out there now and make sure that it is structurally sound. No cracks in the foundation, things like that. And so a lot of condo communities have had to go through the process of getting that done. And with that being said, it also raised the level on the ability to lend on these communities, meaning that it has to be on the up and up. Every, it has to check every box in that condo questionnaire. So if, you know, Hunter had mentioned deferred maintenance, if they, if that roof is, you know, 30 years old and it's going to need to be replaced in a year or two, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac doesn't want to touch it until that roof is replaced. Little things like that that need to be done. And so they basically, it used to be in the, before that that condo building collapsed, you could do a limited review, which was basically like you're almost picking up the phone and calling the HOA manager and getting some information from them, and we're moving on. That was if you're buying a primary residence in a condo, putting like 20% down, a limited review was all that was necessary. It was literally one piece of paper. Now it doesn't matter if you're buying a primary residence, putting 50% down, you're going to have to get a full condo doc, the full condo package. And so Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac said that we need to, we fully need to underwrite this condo community, this condo building, and make sure that we are, we feel confident enough to lend money on this particular property. And so in this area, you know, it's kind of funny because people say, you know, oh, it's just a two-story condo. You know, why are we doing, going through this? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac lend across the country. And it's almost like during the housing crisis of 2008, 2010, you know, people come to us, they say, well, you know, I could pay for this house in cash right now. Well, if you want a mortgage, unfortunately, it doesn't matter. You have to follow the rules no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on with condos now, where, you know, they lend all across the country. And so there's high rise condos in places like Miami, in places near the beach, near the ocean, things like that. There's high rise condos all over the place in big cities and things like that. And so even though it's a two story quote unquote condo, we still have to go through the same rules, regulation, guidelines that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac put forth.
Yep.
So what we're getting at with that is that there's a lot more due diligence that has to be done up front from us as the lender, and, you know, maybe from you as a borrower. Just ask more questions of the listing agent. If you can get a hold of an HOA manager, ask them flat out, do you think that this property would be able to be financed through conventional loans?
And or so, has there recently been
yes, that's it, exactly,
been financed, yeah, with conventional. I think, you know, relying on their knowledge of the community as well is going to be helpful.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, you want to ask more questions.
Yeah,
because it's not just a matter of the unit you're buying. Since you're all intertwined, you're connected to the person who's the farthest away from you, the farthest unit, because if that particular person hasn't paid their condo dues, or they let their, you know, if they walked away from their house and let it go to, you know, let it go to shit, so to speak, mm-hmm, you know, it's going to affect the community as a whole. So, you know, that's how you're intertwined with everybody, and you need to know what's going on, not just with your particular unit. It could be the best unit in the community, and it was just renovated, looks beautiful. But unfortunately, you need to know what's going on with the whole community in order to be able to get financing there.
You got it. You got it. And last thing we want to bring up is investment potential for condos.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's great potential there. But the 2008 effect of mortgages not being paid.
Yes.
Specifically with condos, we saw a structure change between more significant changes between primary residence and investment property after 2008, because investment properties and second homes were the first homes not to get their mortgages paid.
Yes, that is correct.
But even more specifically with that, condos have the added layer of generally higher than average HOA dues,
mm-hmm,
for homes. And so that was even something more to add to that and layered in there that wasn't getting paid, which brought up things like deferred maintenance, which brought up things like turning over the condos back in. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, and I reference Florida quite a bit because Florida does have a big condo community. And so, and also during that time frame, Florida had
a beach.
Yep, that's right. And Florida had a ton of investors buying in that area because there was a lot of appreciation. So it was twofold. So they had investors coming in buying condos, and they had a lot of condos that were being financed. And so when that happened, when the housing crash hit, and people were literally just leaving their keys on the counter and walking away because, like you said, Hunter, second homes and investment properties are, if people are having a personal economic crisis, they're going to walk away from the house they don't live in first. Mm-hmm. So that investment property is gone, second home's gone. And so when people stop paying their mortgages, the first thing they stop paying is HOA dues. You know, mm-hmm, they're going to stop paying their HOA dues first. Then they're going to stop paying their mortgage. Then they're going to let the home go into default. It's just unfortunately how it works. When the HOA isn't being paid, that budget that they sat down and everybody in the HOA board that they set forth for that fiscal year, it's out the window because you set the budget based on the fact that you're going to be collecting the HOA dues throughout the year.
Yep.
And if more and more people don't pay their HOA dues, you're not going to be able to clean the gutters on the building. You're not going to be able to repaint. You're not, if somebody runs their car into a, you know, a fence or something like that, you're not going to be able to replace it because you don't have the money in the budget because people are not paying their HOA dues. Mm. And so that kind of led into where if you are an investor buying a condo, it's even harder than if you're buying it as a primary residence. Just be aware of that. So if there's people in that condo community that, you know, if there's a saturation of investors already in there, you're not going to be able to get conventional financing on it. If one entity or one person owns, you know, 5, 6, 7 units within that property, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to get conventional financing in there because if that person defaults, they have a chunk of that condo community that the dues are not being paid. So, make a long story short, that's why it's harder on a condo. You know, it's good to know the background and also the reason why Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have made it a lot more strict to lend on these types of homes. But that is the rationale behind it.
Yeah. And to that point of you know, those potentials not being a warrantable property, at the same time, when you're talking to that listing agent, when you're talking about the seller or whoever runs the HOA, and if you got access to them on the phone, ask them, was the person who bought recently a primary buyer or an investor? Mm-hmm. Because we've seen where a non-warrantable condo has come back warrantable on a primary residence, yes, where it didn't, because it went out on an investment property residence. And that's because the primary borrower was helping to better that ratio of investor to primary units.
That's it, exactly.
So you really just need to dig a little bit further. Condos sometimes get the rap of being very similar to a townhouse, and on a mortgage guideline point of view, they're just totally different beasts.
Yep. A townhouse is a single family home from our perspective, and a condo sits on its own little island entity off to itself. Yep. And so just, you know, and don't be scared of it. You know, a lot more due diligence is going to be needed to be done by the borrower, the realtor, and us as the lending partner, all of us coming together and trying to figure out a solution. There are avenues to lend on these, whether it be conventional, conforming. Maybe we have to go the non-QM route. Mm-hmm. Which, if you know, go back a few episodes, I mean, you'll see us talk about the non-QM loans, but it's worth a conversation. Don't just get scared and walk away just because it is a condo. It just means that we need to start having a bigger, deeper conversation about the pros and cons.
Yep. Education, not fear.
There you go. That's it.
That's awesome. Well, look, thank you for joining the Mortgage Mindset. My name is Hunter. We've been joined today by Chris Brazil. If you found this useful, if you found this educational, we'd love to help out more. Reach us at 919-234-7415. Thanks so much. The Mortgage Mindset podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government and is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.